Tomorrow, the historic impeachment trial of President Trump begins in the Senate. For more on the impeachment trial process and what may happen, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Anita Kumar, Politico White House correspondent. Anita, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell released a four-page resolution that's going to be voted on tomorrow morning that outlines the way he wants things to go down. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. Basically, the rules show that the White House and the House, each of them, would have 24 hours over 2 days to make their opening arguments. And if you're counting the hours like I am, that would mean some really long nights because they are starting the trials each day at 1 o'clock. After that, there'll be 16 hours of questions and answers from the senators, and then they would have debate time, and then that part of the trial would be over. Then there's the next phase, which is they would consider whether to have witnesses. Democrats are already saying that these parameters are unfair, and they're going to vote against them tomorrow.
So, I mean, I've been looking and following the president's Twitter page, and obviously we've been hearing him talk about this on his stump speeches, too. Is he doing the right thing by talking so much about this, going on the offense, or should he be not saying anything at all?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think a lot of people would advise him not to talk about it and to just sort of leave that to his attorneys. But we've seen, you know, over 3 years, today is the third anniversary of President Trump's inauguration, what his personality is like. And he's just not likely to do that. And I think that people close to him and close to the White House and the team realize that he's going to tweet, he's going to talk about it, and they're just kind of come to terms with that. Whether that's the right thing or not, it's unclear, but that's just not what he's going to do. He's made it clear that he's going to campaign on this. He's going to continue to talk about it.
I want to talk a little bit more about the process, what's going to happen tomorrow. The first order of business is voting on Mitch McConnell's proposed rules.
Right. And so remember, obviously, the Republicans control the Senate, and they have enough, if everybody stays with them, if all Republicans vote together, they have enough to vote to push these rules through. Now, if any of them switch over and vote with Democrats, that would be a different story, but we are not expecting that. We expect these rules to go forward. But we will expect a little bit of controversy about it, a little bit of a debate tomorrow, because the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has already said that this is the Republicans are trying to do things at nighttime, you know, after midnight maybe even, and they're just trying to rush this through. If everything went really as the Republicans has planned, this trial could be over next week.
Do you think, I mean, does the public really understand the entire impeachment process, or do you think the majority of it goes over our heads?
I think a lot of people don't understand the process. I can tell you that after the House voted, so, you know, that comes first, that came in December, I had a lot of people ask me, well, how is he still in office when the House voted already? So obviously the House votes and sends it to the Senate for a trial, but I had a lot of people who thought that he would be removed from office already.
Yeah, well, it'll be a very interesting process to see. Thank you again for talking to us. Anita Kumar is Politico White House correspondent.